Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, and welcome to the Golden Era series, a series illuminating a new path for the human being through the paramount teachings of Maya Mexica medicine woman Magdala Ramirez. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back the ancient wisdom of union of polarities. And through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She is the founder of many ceremonies like Moon Dance, Priestess, 13 Hours of Drumming, Water Mother Ceremony. She is the founder and director of Sacred Woman Nonprofit. She has an online school and updated information available at her website, www.magdalas.com. And we are so grateful for the teachings she's bringing through our radio and are so honored to have her here for these series.
So happy to be here by the fireplace, keeping myself warm and just talking to you. Today we're going to be talking about this very beautiful self, that it is already in perfect alignment with this one, the one that created you, with the Great Mother and the Great Father. Who is this very beautiful being that it is there and it is giving you all these messages, and in some way you are reaching her. You are very much catching up with yourself. So there is this part of you that understands the beautiful skills that you have naturally as a human being. You have this incredible senses that it is far beyond of what the patriarchal system tells you. So when you bring the presence of your own presence, it creates this very beautiful understanding of who you are, because you're opening all your senses. And when I say all your senses, it is far beyond what you know. You do have the sense of understanding what's going on with the other person. In everything around you, you can feel when something is off. You can feel when something is in perfect alignment. Your sense, your body respond to that understanding, that knowledge of who you are in a much more deeper manner. Of course, you have the ability to heal your body, to heal your emotions. You are the one who heals. You are the one who knows. And when you begin to comprehend this and use this skill, you are going to get better. The understanding of the true human being, the one that it is in that perfect alignment, it does respond to the cosmic way of thinking, recognizing that time is not a linear thing, as we have been speaking, but another way completely of understand the existence, to understand actually who you are and what are you doing in this realm, and how in some way the consciousness that you have about yourself, it has been so limited just to fit in that this tiny little dimension. But when you are able to tap into the other consciousness that you are, that you understand that existence, is quite different to see the whole thing. You do know that all the relations are happening within your own self. Aspects of yourself, they are part of you as you're part of them. All, the whole, it is part in you as you are part of the whole. So understanding these senses is very, very beautiful, because you are understanding the web, the connection that you have with everything around you, with everyone around you, but also the understanding of the connection with the stars. And you are able to understand the guidance that you are when you observe that you are this little part of the web, at the same time that through that connection, you are the whole web and a lot to uncover, a beautiful adventures to see, a beautiful understanding of who you are in many realms to discover. This beautiful self that I'm describing also understand emotions in a very, very different manner. For such a long time, people were relating with the emotions in time in a linear way, and suddenly you're beginning to see time as a cycle that resides in the cosmos. But that cycle, it doesn't touch the same place. It is actually like an spiral. An spiral that it is taking you to notice when it is the next step of your evolution, the highest truth available for you. How you can see this in a regular basis? Just find a truth. Find a truth that it is a very universal and a strong truth. And write it down and begin to think about the layers of the same truth. What you perceive in that truth, it will give you another opening to find another layer of the same truth, and another layer, and another layer. Each one of the layers are part of your own dimensionality and understanding about your own existence. As you know, you always have that assistance with you. Means that there is also at the same time a guide, a guidance that resides in you, a voice that it is not bully, a voice that it is reminding you the path of going into your own higher self, a whole new perspective of reality. There is this voice that it always leaves a door open for you to keep on questioning. And this is happening within your own self. But at the same time, you have the world of the manifestation with the laws of the Father, that divine order, that synchronicities in your life, that it is taking you into the next step and the next step and the next step. Your path is beauty. It's full of flowers. It is full of knowledge. In each flower, you find the knowledge of who you are, an incredible wisdom that you walk your path, an incredible wisdom that it is telling you that it is always something beautiful to experience too. This part of you that recognized those synchronicities and decided to follow those synchronicities is very, very powerful. But it still is a choice. When you put attention in the messages that you receive every day, in the outside as well as in the inside, you will perceive much more of those synchronicities in your life. Those synchronicities is part of the manifestation. It is showing you also one step, it is leading you to the next one. And the decision, of course, it has always been yours. There is this law of the known interference, means that no one can decide for you. No one can tell you what to do. But if you listen to this very beautiful voice inside of you, the voice of the Great Mother, every time that you ask a question, she's going to present to you all the possibilities. And it is you, the one who choose that possibility. In some way or another, you have always had that voice inside of you guiding you. It might be that it was very hard for someone to recognize it. Which one of those voices is? And that it is part of your work to discern Discern those voices and where this is taking you. When you are reaching yourself and understanding this perfect alignment, the rhythm of your body, it is in perfect match with the planet Earth. And of course, our sun. That perfect match is a rhythm of the whole creation, the orchestra of the whole creation that it is happening within your own self. And that includes also the pulsations of the stars and how everything works in that divine order in perfect, organized way. There is this world of that divine order where you live. And that divine order, it is also very much holding hand with this perfect harmony within your own self. This one, the one that it is the Great Mother, being that perfect harmony within yourself, both. It creates that rhythm, a frequency that you begin to see time as just a vibration, a frequency that you can connect at all times. Means that in order to understand yourself in your own higher truth, your higher self, as you have that image about yourself and reaching this part of yourself, it is taking you into a whole new perception of reality. If you are able to describe this higher self, and if you can write it down, what do you think about her? Who is she? What is she seeing? What does she know that you don't? You can see immediately the bridge that it is taking place on whatever you think about yourself. And also that higher self that you already have a perception means that it is already there inside of you. All interconnected. All as part of the big wave that it is taking place in that pulsations in the universe. All about that web that has always been there in the creation. The rhythm that you have inside of you, it can match your own nature. The alignment that it is taking place is based on your choice. It is up to you if you want to match with your own nature. If you understand the land where you stand, and that perfect harmonization that it is taking place as you walk in that land. Yes, you might feel that you have a story, and that the Earth Mother also have a story to tell. In some way, that was the vibration that it take you there, that it was that perfect match, and that's why you're there. If you stop the judgment in your head about that and begin to harmonize with that land, it is bringing you that perfect alignment with your own nature and also your perfect skills and abilities and your new senses. Well, they're not new. But those new understanding, that new awareness of that it is taking place, it is within your own self. It is true that for such a long time, the patriarchal system tells you, you can't believe in yourself. And that was a big lie. A lie that right now it is being strained up. And you're bringing your own truth. For you do know that you have your direct connection with the one that created you. You don't need anyone to connect you to the web. It is encoded in your own nature. As you begin to embrace your own nature, you also remember your purpose in life. And doing your purpose in life is going to bring so much happiness and joy. There is this incredible blooming that you do at the moment that you begin to do your purpose in life. And in some way, everything in the outside begins to be in that perfect divine order because you are in the right path. Yet you do need to realize that your path is very, very unique. Only you can walk it. It is through that authenticity, that original vibration of yourself, the one that it is taking you again to that web. So you do have the ability to recognize your own nature and your abilities as a woman, as a man, but also your unique abilities that it was given to you before you came into this realm to very much accomplish this purpose in life. You did sign up for this one, even if you think that you don't remember. You do sign up for this one. And that signature, that agreement that you did with this one that created you, it is already right there in your own nature, for you remember your soul journey because you are all your journey happening at the same time. You remember the experiences. You remember that you are love. And for this understanding, it will take you into a very beautiful place of community within yourself, as well as understanding the web. Every time that I tell you, you are love, your mind wants to find people that you love so much, and that is beautiful. But if you recognize that all the relations are happening within your own self, that what you are doing is just being that love, the source that never ends, the spring that never ends, you are recognizing your own nature. You see, that spring that never ends, it has many directions. That's why you can love so much to so many people. But at the same time, you always remember where you're coming from. You always remember that you are the spring that never ends. Just like this beautiful divine spark that you have always been, in that it has been passed on from generation to generations. That's why you can connect with your whole lineage, your whole ancestry, at the same time that you hold descendants to. You are that bit of information. Bringing that bit of information to the awareness of yourself, it is reaching yourself in your true time. It is reaching yourself in your true perceptional reality. It is recognizing that bridge that I was telling you about, that beautiful rainbow bridge that has always been there, and that you are your own higher self. The guidance that you have, it is always accessible for you at all times. It is up to you if you listen or not. It is up to you, your choices that you have in your life. You are your own higher self with so many abilities. Of course, the senses that you already know. Through this self, you will see that there are many other things that you didn't see before, and now they are just right there in front of your eyes. You will listen. Listen to the pulsations of the sun, the pulsations of the Mother Earth, the pulsations of your heart, and how to match this very beautiful rhythm, that it will happen naturally. You will see that in your physical body resides too that beautiful divine order in every organ. In every atom of your body resides a beautiful consciousness, where it is you, the one that it is aligning that consciousness, just at the same way that you are being aligned too. The choice, it's an awareness. That choice, where it is a world of possibilities, it is you, the one that it is able to launch one possibility. It is you, the one that it is able to understand that the choice that you are doing, it is through that higher self, it is gonna bring you a beautiful, beautiful understanding of the existence, a beautiful understanding of who you are, a beautiful connection with the one that created you. Know that you are being guided. Know that you have that recognition of that higher self that you have always been. Everyone pulses. Everyone has a rhythm. There is a pattern, and it is already being guided in some way or another. There is your inner core. In some way, it creates that divine order, and it flows in constantly. You are that flow and the one who's floating. The dance and the movement and the stillness, the sun that guides you, the medicine in the rhythm, it is creating that beautiful orchestra. Sing your beautiful song, a code, a passage, a key, a path that has never been walked, a song that has never been sung, yet perpetuated by the existence. You are your higher self. You have always been that and beyond. That beautiful nature that you are in that beautiful alignment, it is giving you the recognition of your own existence. Perfect consciousness that it is happening right now inside of you, and that is up to you to reach it, to understand this part of yourself. Who are you, my daughter of the thousand suns? Who are you, that divine spark? Who are you, the light giver? The love that burst into the light, the beautiful space and the spaceless of the void. The perfect flower, the perfect poem, the perfect song. This is who you are. Deep inside of you, there is this recognition that the only one that you need to reach is yourself, and that the one that created you, the Great Mother, in that beautiful inner core that you have always been, it is showing you at all times the perfect alignment of this understanding of the existence that you have always been. I am so happy to give you this message today. I love you And thank you for your incredible work that you're doing within yourself. Thank you for being you. Thank you for connecting. Send us an email. Let us know what you feel in your heart. I am you. I am Magdala. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate.
If you enjoyed listening to us, then please support our work. Support us by donating $1 or more at paypal.me/sacredwoman. You can also support us by liking our page, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, on Facebook, and sharing the links for each podcast that you like with your friends and family. You can also join the discussion group that is created for this channel on Facebook. It's a public group. Anyone can join. It's a great place to post questions and start discussions with people who are also part of this radio. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to send to us, please send them at sacredwoman144@gmail.com. To look at books and upcoming seminars from Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.